Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rick Frazier with us this morning. We're going to talk about the Some Gave All Foundation. The Frazier Mason Ride is coming up May 17th. And we'll get into all of that, too. Rick, it has been truly an honor to get to know you a little bit this morning, met you a little bit on the weekend, too, but it's good to have you here this morning.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, sir. I'm glad that you guys are here to help and support our endeavors, to sort of speak. As I said, we get a chance to meet a lot of different people, and it seems like the radio community gives us a lot of support, and when we do that, the support is always better when you get to see someone and talk face-to-face with them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Last year, Vic Mason was here talking about the ride. We get you this year. We were joking that maybe next year I can get the two of you. Yeah. But last year's show was really a highlight, and it really is. It really is an honor to have you here because what you do and what you do for Wounded Warriors and just keeping the message alive out there about what your sons were about, what a lot of families, the sacrifice they make, what goes on with the Some Gave All Foundation is really something worth emphasizing, and we're glad to do that this morning.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let's talk first of all about let's start with your son. Okay. Because he's part of the name, the Frazier Mason Ride. Sergeant Joshua Frazier was your son.
That is correct, yes, sir. He was like every other kid. He had his ups and downs, but after 9/11, he really made a life changing decision to become a Marine. That was his goal, and he was kind of hard headed. And he made it. He did. He got all of his promotions meritoriously. He got both of his commands in the field. So he liked that idea. They chose him over others. He was okay. He was a good kid. He was not a whole lot of problems.
It's interesting because when Vic was here last year talking about his son, Sergeant Nick Mason, as I recall, 9/11 was a key point in his life, too, that he decided to. It's interesting hearing a lot of stories and a lot of people that day, and just watching what happened changed a lot of lives.
Yeah, when he went to sign up, they told him that, and this is a tribute to our great country, that, well, we don't need you right now. We have an influx of people coming in. And he could have walked away then and said, okay, I've tried and they don't need me. Well, he stuck to his guns, and a few months later he got it called up. And he was so proud to be able to do this for our country. And his feelings was that he wasn't doing it for himself. He was doing it for his family, and he believed that wholeheartedly, because being a father, I surely did try to talk him out of it. But like I said, he was a little hard-headed, and he already knew what he was going to do, so he did.
Well, no, you just a little bit, but I can see that he might have picked up some of those traits from you a little bit.
Maybe, but most of them was his own. He was a man of his own, so that makes you feel good, too, that you raise someone that are independent,
yeah,
and has a mind of their own. He was a leader. He wasn't a follower. He only had praise from his superiors when we went down for the memorial and got a chance to talk to his captain and his gunny sergeant. And they all say the same thing, but we were pulled aside and had a real good conversation, because the first thing you want to know when something like this happens, how did he die?
Yeah.
And these boys, they were honest and forthright with me, and I appreciated that. And but that it was okay. He did what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be a Marine.
What school did he go to around here?
Spotsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we start out at Spotsylvania. We start there. The school board, Mr. Laura, was a member of the school board, and he also taught Josh when he was in school. And he's been instrumental in helping us with the organization and getting everything together. And his son was with Nicholas when he was over there, Mr. Mason's son.
Okay.
So we have even more ties with the community through that. But Mr. Laura has been just outstanding with allowing us to use the school and the parking lot. And it's been all good. All good.
This will be the ninth annual Fraser Mason Ride. It'll be on May 17th. It starts at Spotsylvania High, goes to King George High, which is where Nick went to school.
That is correct, sir. And Mr. Mason and I knew each other from our years in school. I went to King George also. So him and I went probably through first grade to graduation in the little small community of King George.
Yeah.
So we knew each other then. And when this happened, we decided to just put a ride together.
And you start off on the morning, and you have a program at Spotsylvania to get you started. Describe what happens at Spotsy High.
Well, the first thing we do, of course, we register because we need the money to help our veterans. So that's our goal, is to have as many riders come out and ride with us. Then, of course, after that, we have the Marine Corps Color Guard come down. They present the colors. We have the national anthem sung. We have a invocation. We have a prayer. The gentleman comes out, and he allows us to watch him set doves free. Beautiful. Probably one of the best things I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
We have everybody kickstands up by 11, and this year, as last year, we have a Marine Corps LAV-25 attack vehicle, which will lead us down the road, which is pretty cool. Nobody gets in your way with that thing.
I know.
As years have progressed, we've had everything from 170-millimeter cannons from the Marine Corps to Blackhawks have came down and landed so people could take a look at them. This year, we'll get a Vietnam Huey to come in if weather permits, which is pretty cool. We had to give other people a chance to look at
them. Yeah. What's it like to be part of the group that rides along? That's got to be – every year has got to be a highlight for you, that ride from Spotsylvania to King George.
It gives you time to reflect. It gives you time to think, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Are we doing it for the right reason? But the most pleasurable thing is to see the people standing on the side of the road who come out with their children, wave a flag, blow a horn, and just watch us go by. That's probably been one of the highlights of this whole ride, is to know that these people still remember and they still come out to support us, if it's no more than just standing on the side of the road. And that's all we ask, you know. And of course, the biker community is phenomenal, of all styles, Harley Davidson, all the way down to the sport bikes and BMW riders, which we have we've had some talks, the BMW riders and I. they're an independent group.
If someone who wants to ride in this, what are some of the things that they need to know about the May 17th event?
Well, they need to get out early to register and sign their waiver. The cost, I believe, is $25 to ride with us, I believe, this year.
Okay.
And the only thing that we ask is to be careful and wear proper gear. hard-toed shoes if possible. We don't like to see women with sandals and shorts, just for safety's sake. So we don't want any issues with anyone going down or getting hurt. That's our main goal, is to get everybody to King George safely and to honor and have a good time, to have a good time.
So if the program, excuse me, the program begins at Spotsylvania High around 11, so you're going to want to get there a little early to sign up.
Well, we leave at 11.
You leave at 11.
Yes, we leave at 11. We'll be out there probably at 6.
Okay.
The blockers who come in, the police officers, they all get there fairly early. And there will be food served there, too, for Spotsylvania band boosters. We'll be having coffee and donuts and whatever you like.
Okay.
So there's food to be had there also. And those proceeds go directly to Spotsylvania High School. So that's a good thing. Everybody is a win-win. Like I said, we have kickstands up. And we're out of there by 11. And we usually pull into King George, barring no problems, somewhere around 12, 15, and then we have our ceremonies there.
And I'll start in King George around 1 o'clock or
so. Yeah, that's correct.
On May the 17th. It's the Fraser Mason Ride, May 17th, from Spotsylvania High to King George to raise money and awareness for our local disabled veterans. The Some Gave All Foundation, our focus this morning. Rick Fraser is here. When we come back, we'll start talking about some of the good things that the Some Gave All Foundation has been able to do and is doing in the area. Rick Fraser with us this morning. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rick Fraser with us, the Some Gave All Foundation, our focus this morning. May 17th is the big day for ninth annual Fraser Mason Ride. It goes from Spotsylvania High to King George High. And they leave Spotsylvania High around 11 in the morning, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon on May 17th. There'll be a program at King George High. This is the kind of thing, it's hard to believe, Rick, that next year you'll be having done this for 10 years. Because I can remember the first few that were really a big focus on this. And it just continues to grow.
Yes, it does. It was amazing to us to see this get bigger and bigger every year. But I contribute that to the community at large. We get out, we talk to people about the ride, but it's actually the people who stand on the side of the road who tell their people, and their people tell their people. And before you know it, it's become an annual thing. Again, next year will be our 10th, our anniversary, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We're really going to push hard next year to make this one our biggest. Anniversaries are very important to the Masons and I. We do celebrate the lives of our boys in a way that maybe some people may think is a little unorthodox, but it works for us, and that's what we will continue to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned just a second ago, and in the last segment we talked about, if you can't do anything else, just go along the side of the road and stand there, and that has really a profound impact, I think, personally, and I'm sure for those of you riding to see that.
It is. I don't know. I can't count how many people have come up to me over the years and have said that the people standing on the side of the road made the ride. They appreciate them coming out and seeing what they do for our community, to just stand there, wave a flag, tell their children about our children, not only Nick and Josh, but also the other men and women that we've lost in this area, which is why we do this, is to honor them also, not just our boys. It just so happens that we started it.
Yeah.
And it's been a good thing, a healing thing. So we continue to do it.
The Some Gave All Foundation. Let's talk about right. that. When did at some point did the two families get together and talk about this?
Actually, no. What really happened? It was a very simple thing. It was right after we lost Josh, and I had some family up to my house, and one of my cousins were standing there, and he goes, "You know, we all should go for a ride in honor of the boy, my son." And I said, "Well, let's do one with Nick also." And that was how it all started. We contacted the Masons. They were on board. We had a group downtown called BDL, Big Daddy Leather. And we contacted them, and they said absolutely they would be involved. And that's how it all got started, by one person saying, "Let's go for a ride." And that's how we got started.
Interesting. I that's a story I did not know. Yes. I had figured that and what a great – that first time that you did that, I'm sure you'll never forget.
No, it was an awesome thing. It was a healing process. And we've tried different things. We were – over the second year, we tried to do a rally where we would go to a single location and celebrate. Well, the weather didn't cooperate. We were in 100-plus degree temperatures in the middle of a parking lot, and I had nothing but bad feedback saying that they wanted to ride. They wanted that feeling that they were doing something,
yeah.
the biker community. So after that, we decided we will do a ride, and that's what we've done ever since.
The foundation itself now, how did that come about?
Well, the second year when we started this, we were having our annual meeting, and my wife said, "You know, we can't just continue to do this for the boys. We have to do it for everyone that we've lost in this area." And that was how it all came about. There's a song out there, "Some Gave all Gave Some Gave All." And that's how we got it started. And we got incorporated, and now we are a nonprofit. And that was basically how it got started, word of mouth. So as things move on, you understand that it's not as easy as you think it is, but it's gotten easier as the years have moved on, too.
You've been able to, through donations and other forms, have been able to go out and help a number of people with a number of different things.
Yes. We have, to date, given out $250,000, and that sounds a lot better than $250,000. And these are individuals. This is a one-shot deal. We help veterans, everything from getting uniforms fitted because of a lost limb to building a shower for a young man who had lost a leg and couldn't get into his bathtub. It made it easier for him. We have done everything from buy computers for a young man who had traumatic brain damage who could not speak anymore. We got him the computer and the app so he could talk to his children. I can go on and on about things that we've done. Everything from paying for electric bill to buying a lawnmower for a young lady, and we also just bought one for a young man. Traumatic brain damage, PTSD, struggling, and the money. All they wanted to do was be self-sufficient. So mowing his grass made him feel well, and the young lady, she said she likes being outside, and she wanted a lawnmower. So we did. We bought her a lawnmower. And we also helped the Homes for the Heroes. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
We gave donations to that organization. Personally, we went and bought furniture to help set them up. The money that we get does not go directly to the individual. We take it and we pay the bills ourselves. We buy the lawnmower and deliver it ourselves. So that there is no discrepancy about where the money has gone from the community. That sounds a little harsh, but I feel like what Mr. Mason has said all along, and I love using it, that we're just the caretakers of the money. Mm-hmm. The community and the bikers and the donations that we get, it's their money. We just reap the benefits and the admiration of passing it out, and I like that.
And what a great thing you're doing, because when you talked about that, in a lot of these cases, they just want to be self-sufficient. Here they've been injured serving us, and what a great thing you're able to do.
And that is very true. The military community are self-sufficient. They don't ask for a lot. And what they do ask for is needed. So with the VA, the way it is, with the tens of thousands of men and women that are being helped, it's these little things that mean the most. The lawnmower, the bathtub, the short term, but it may leave an impact on them to square their lives away or give them a leg up. I really don't know. We try to keep it as non-personal as we can, because we know how these people are. They're self-sufficient.
It is the Some Gave All Foundation, our focus this morning. Rick Frazier is here. The Frazier Mason Ride is taking place May 17th. We'll get into all of that again and continue to talk about the Some Gave All Foundation, what they do, and how we can all become involved. Rick Frazier here. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's coming up on 831.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Rick Frazier with us this morning. The Some Gave All Foundation, our focus. Again, it's May 17th is the 9th annual Frazier Mason Ride from Spotsylvania High to King George High. That is the annual event that that honors especially Sergeant Nicholas Mason and Sergeant Josh Frazier, who gave their lives serving us in the military. I saw, Rick, a story recently of I'll let you tell the story of a 7-year-old boy who gave a donation to the Some Gave All Foundation.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, sir. This is something that really touched my heart. This young man, again, he was 7 years old, turning 7. His mother called me up and said that he would like to make a donation to our foundation. I thought, okay, that would be great. You know, $5, $10, it doesn't make any difference. So she said, well, this is what I would like for him to do, or he would like to do. In lieu of birthday presents, he's going to invite his people to come over, his friends and family, and leave a donation. Well, it turned out that this young man raised just over $500 and presented it to me, oh, I guess it was back in early March. A great kid. Not just because he took his time to give us a donation. He spoke very well. He was a young man that any parent would be proud of. And kudos to the parents for allowing him to do this. And it was a great day. It made my heart feel good to know that somewhere along the line, this young man will remember Sergeant Joshua Frazier and Sergeant Nicholas Mason, because I did give him one of Joshua's dog tags that had come back home with him. And hopefully, when he's an old man, he will find this and go, ah, I remember. And that's all we can do, is to remember.
What a nice thing on your part to do that, to hand something like that over, and you just, for both of you, what a great experience.
It was easy, to be perfectly honest with you. I had his dog tag on my keychain that I carried. And the funny part was I couldn't get it off. So I had to take a pocket knife and actually cut the chain to give him. And I know he was excited to have something like that. So that was a good day.
Boy, for a 7-year-old, but for any age and that amount of money, like you say, if it's $5 or $10, you're saying, you know, thank you. That's a nice thing. But boy, to want to do that with that amount of money, and that's the type of and amount of money that you are able to do some serious things with. But all the way around, what a great story.
Yes, and you know, you have to admire the parents for allowing mm-hmm. him to do this. And having the forethought to assist him to do it. That's the main thing, I think, is that they wanted him to know what it's like to give rather than to receive. And he was very receptive of it. And that's pretty hard at 7 years old. I wouldn't have done it. I'm sorry.
That's the same with me. I keep thinking when I was that age, that just wasn't happening. As you described, Rick, a few minutes ago, a lot of the things that the Some Gave All Foundation has been able to do. One of the things that always gets me is, wasn't that many years ago when we were talking veterans, we were talking about older people, but we look at you know, your son and Mr. Mason's son and so many of the veterans now and wounded warriors are young people, just because of we've been fighting wars now for so long.
And that is very true. And they, being that it is an all volunteer service to date, you have to admire these men and women who take it upon themselves to go and put themselves in harm's way. That is one of the things that I'm so proud of my son to do, was to go and say, I'm going to go do this because it's the right thing to do. No one told him. In fact, I tried to talk him out of it. And with the young veterans out here today, they struggle. It's not the war of our grandparents. It's not the war of our great-grandparents. This is a totally different animal. We see it on TV today. And it's nothing like what we can imagine unless you're in combat. So these guys who come home, bear with them. They may be a little aggressive. Bear with them. Because what they have seen and what they have had to go through, being civilians, we'll never know. So just be tolerant and help them if possible.
That is a good word. I haven't really thought much about that, but you're right. At such a young age, and to see the things and to deal with the things that they've had to deal with.
Well, when you're, I can only imagine by speaking to a lot of veterans that it's the not knowing is probably the hardest part of being in combat. Am I doing the right thing? You know, I have the right tools, but do I want to use them? Can I use them and be the right person afterwards? And that's a tough thing to do. I admire them. I love them all. We've had so many men and women with that PTSD, which is something that you can't see. It's a sickness, a wound, let's say a wound,
yeah,
that is not obvious. And a wound that's not obvious, it's hard for the common layman to understand it. So if you get an opportunity to talk to a vet, you know, talk to them like a person, not a vet, and that you'll get a lot more from them, and they will open up, and they will tell you what's bothering them. And if we can help, we do.
But good stuff this morning, because you're right. I mean, they want to be talked to as a person when they've come back.
That is very true, and it's hard to do. It's hard to strike a conversation and not be prying, not to be nosy, but that's what you have to do. You don't question. You just listen, and that's what they want, is someone to talk to and to listen to. And that the PTSD is pretty tough. It's a tough thing. Traumatic brain damage. It's a horrible, horrible thing. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but it's out there. It'll always be out there.
Yeah, yeah, brain injuries are just, it's an awful thing. Rick Frazier here, the Some Gave All Foundation, our focus this morning. And I haven't mentioned it, but there's a website that you can find out all kinds of information. Somegaveall.org. Somegaveall.org is where you can find out about all of this. Rick Frazier is here. The Frazier Mason Ride, May 17th from Spotsylvania High to King George High. This is the ninth year, raises money and awareness for our local disabled veterans. This is something, I guess, that as you do this, it's more than just a job for you. This is you've poured your life into this.
Yes, I have. It's a passion. We were speaking earlier about when you do something like this, it's got to come from the heart. If you try to make it too sterile, then it won't work. You have to feel it in your heart, be emotionally attached to it to get anything out of it. And I am sometimes too much because I do ramble on. But if it's something you believe in, it's easy to talk about. We can talk about what goes on down at King George at the end of the ride.
What's going to happen there? Talk about that.
Well, once we get there, which is a pretty awesome sight to see all these bikes pull in and the people standing on the side of the road at the school escorting us in. And once we get there, the program will start. We have live music. The band will be already playing, but that's a good thing. We have food vendors. We have military display. We'll have a LAV-25 from the Marine Corps escorting us down. They'll be there all day, and you can climb around inside of it. We have motorcycle displays, people putting on lights, LED lights. They could even get your bike dynoed if choose to. We have, what else do we? Oh, we have food vendors. Any kind of food you want will be there. These guys work very hard to feed everyone. So the bikers, they get a little upset when you get a 1,000 or better people jumping off a motorcycle and trying to get a hamburger. But they're very patient. So anybody who's out there who want to just come down, it doesn't cost you anything. You come in, we'll have the ceremony once we get there. We'll have the national anthem. We'll have Mr. Warner to do some speaking.
Senator Warner will be there.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he's been there every year. Great guy. Wonderful man. Can't say enough about him. He's very supportive, and he's just an all-around good guy. And then we'll wrap everything up by 4 o'clock, and everybody will be out. And it's a good day to bring your children out. We have moon bounce. We have blow-up obstacle course. We have stuff for them to do. We have everything from the DOD robots to come in and take up bomb disposal. We have canine demonstrations. We have men and women who come out and talk about service dogs for our veterans. There's a lot to do, a lot to see. Come out and honor our men and women that we've lost from this area and all of the men and women that we've lost.
The route from Spotsylvania High, you're going to come in, I guess, Route 3 into King George. How do you get from Spotsylvania High to Route 3?
Well, we come straight down 208 to Lafayette and to Route 3, which is a little hairy, little sketchy sometimes, but we've let everyone know the churches along the way. We've told them that we will be coming through so that they understand that we will not stop. We will continue through. And they're perfect with that.
Yeah.
They will, and most of the time, well, all of the time, their congregation will come out and, you know, show their support for us. And that's a good thing because, you know, interrupting people's lives on a Sunday morning, it's pretty tough. But we do it for a good cause, and sorry.
The date that you're doing it, is there a, it's a week out from Memorial Day. Is that intentional?
Yes, it is. We always like to think we're kicking off the summer. If you come out and you ride with us, then you know the summer's beginning. So the riding season for the motorcycle riders and also for the non-motorcycle riders, they know it's time to start planning for vacations and doing what families do. So bring your family out and start the summer with us. That's what I would like to see. More people come out and participate with us. And if there's anyone out there who has something to offer, not monetarily, but in support. If you have an old piece of military equipment that you might want to bring down and let people look at, we wholeheartedly ask for anything to come down, display. If you have we have a bike show. If you have a custom bike that you want to put in the show, bring it down. Doesn't cost you anything. And you get a nice trophy at the end of it. So if you win. So come on down. It'll be a good day.
It sounds like you have a lot of fun.
We try to. We try to have a good time and a sad time at the same time. But with that, you know, we're there to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to celebrate life. We celebrate too much death as this war has drug on. So when we get an opportunity to celebrate life with people that we love and family members and friends that we've never met and hope to meet, that's what's important. That's what's important.
SomeGaveAll.org is the website to find out more about this and about just all the good work that the Some Gave All Foundation does. Rick Frazier here. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rick Frazier here. He's with the Some Gave All Foundation, the Frazier Mason Ride, May 17th. From Spotsylvania High to King George, and you've described eloquently this morning, Rick, how you can be a biker, you can be there at the beginning at Spotsylvania High, you can go to the end and be at King George, you can just stand along the side of the road. There's all kinds of ways that we can be there to honor not only Joshua and Nicholas and what they did, but all the wounded warriors and the people that have lost their lives in these conflicts.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's not just about pardon me. It's not just about Nick and Josh anymore. It's about all of the guys and girls that we have lost, not just from this area, from the whole conflict. There's been, I really don't know the number. I don't really want to know the number. But when you see us riding down and you're standing out on the side of the road and you're waving a flag, just remember that it's not just for Nick and Josh. It's for our nation. And if you can't wave a flag for our nation, who can you wave a flag for? It's a wonderful, wonderful country. I can only speak highly of it. It's treated me very well over the years. So yeah. Anyway, but some of the other things that we have down at King George is All-American Harley. They're going to be there. They're one of our big sponsors. The one that most people enjoy is the 5-4 Boys. They are demo riders. They will go out and tear their bikes up for your entertainment. So it is a great thing. We do get them tires that they will spin, and it comes up red, white, and blue. Now, that is an awesome thing, is to see white smoke, red smoke, and blue smoke all at one time bellowing from these motorcycles. That, to me, is probably one of the best things. Plus, I don't have to buy the tires.
Yeah.
So that's even better.
But boy, what a terrific thing! I didn't know they did that.
Yes, the guys are really awesome. These are just average people, but they can make these bikes do things that we would only dream about doing because it's dangerous. And we have also the slow ride from the Spotsylvania Mounted Police will come out and demo slow rides, which is totally amazing how they can hook their bikes together at a snail's pace and not dump these big bikes. It is truly an awesome sight to see. So come out, participate with us this year. Next year is going to be our 10th. That's going to be a big push to really do something for this community that we have never done before. So if you can help us, get on our website and let us know what you can do. Like I said, it's not necessarily money. It's just knowing that you can help us do something. Anything from equipment, memorabilia, from things that may need to be auctioned off or whatever you like.
SomeGaveAll.org is the website, SomeGaveAll.org. Rick, great to meet you. Thank you for coming in this morning. We've got to stay in touch and how I feel about you and what you and your family and the Masons have done. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate what you've done for us.
May 17th is the Fraser Mason ride. Thanks for listening to Town Talk.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.